Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, everyone. This is David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, I want to talk about a problem that I see that is just, it's like a damn virus out there with people in business and people that are looking to start businesses. So I had a really fantastic conversation this last Tuesday. I went to New York to meet with Gary Vaynerchuk and the people in his company for business reasons. And Gary and I had this really fascinating conversation about things that we both really believe in. One of them is about the idea that what you're putting out is really in the best interest of your potential client, your marketplace, and that you're walking that talk on a consistent basis. And what that looks like is that you're not willing to change your values, to change what you believe in order to get business. You're really going out there saying, here's what I have to offer, and showing people the best of what you have, and then allowing them to determine whether or not that is something that fits for them. And you're not disguising it in a way. You're not doing anything that is like trickery or slimy or anything that is like below a higher standard of doing business, and really trying to have the customer get the best value and the best experience without going into more of a high pressure type sales situation or trying to figure out how do I win this, or what is the next scheme I can come up with in order to make sales? And that leads me into this idea that I see consistently, and I have for a very, very long period of time, about it's not one thing that is going to change your business. So let me explain what I mean by that. There's this idea out there, and I think that the idea is really pushed both intentionally and unintentionally very much by the self-improvement industry. And con people use this, diet companies use this idea, people, get-rich-quick schemes use this idea, and basically here's what the idea is. If you do or learn or buy or practice this one thing, then everything is going to change and you're going to lose all the weight, or you'll get extremely ripped in tone and healthy, or you're going to be a millionaire overnight, or you're going to be famous, or you're going to be a celebrity. Whatever it is, it plays upon the human emotion of that a person has a desire to create or be some kind of a success in their life. People also have a desire not to be rejected. And when we have those two stories kind of going on inside of us, we become very susceptible to looking at what is the thing that I can do that's the easiest, where I don't have to confront anything inside of myself in order to get the success that I want. And what I mean by confronting something inside of yourself, what I'm talking about is that there's this part of us that needs to grow beyond the stories that we were taught about the way that the world is, that business is, and really think about the truth that your success is going to be equal on some level. It's going to be equal to that which you contribute to the marketplace. And the marketplace is extraordinarily unforgiving. So people might say, well, that's not fair. And it's like, okay, I get it. It's not fair. You can create whatever story you want. I can present an argument that it is fair. You can present an argument that it's not fair. And we're both right based on the perception and what we've experienced in life. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because what ends up happening is that you get stuck in the argument, you get stuck in the delusion, and you end up staying in the same place. And when you stay in that place, frustration sets in, and then you start looking for what is the next trick that is going to get me to success. And then you have all kinds of people, like there's millions of people probably, that are playing off of this idea. And what they do is they present an idea of this one thing, like if you learn this one marketing technique or you learn this one social media technique or you learn how to have this magical sales conversation or if you just get seen by a lot of people and then they tell you, well, you know, use your beauty to get seen, use different kinds of tricks to get seen, That's it. That'll fix your business and you're going to have all the success that you want. Nobody ever tells you that you're going to have to learn multiple things across multiple different platforms. And I'll tell you what some of those things are here in a second, in order to not only begin to approach the success that you want, but to sustain it for any period of time and then consistently be on the edge and be a futurist. Like you have to have a vision into the future. You've got to see where it's going in order for you to stay relevant in business because businesses go out of business left and right. They're put out of business by innovation left and right. So if you say that to somebody, immediately they get scared. A lot of people will get scared. They won't even try. They won't even attempt to do what it is that they want to do. And it's like, look, if that's where you're coming from as a person, that's not bad. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but you probably should not be in business for yourself. You should not be trying to lead a company. You probably should be a really great second for someone else or a third or a fourth or a 53rd. But you shouldn't be the person that's actually running the business. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is perfectly fine. We're not all cut out to be entrepreneurs. You know, somebody has to be the person behind the scenes and then be really freaking great at being that person. So just like saying that, putting that out there, the idea is that, you know, businesses are composed of lots of different moving parts. You've got the original vision for the business. Then you have the team and the strategies that are built out of the idea of that vision so that you have a cause and effect going on that produces results in different areas. Within that team, you have to be able to hire talent really fast, people that are much better than you in very different areas. And I see the mistake that people make about hiring people that are just like them or people that they only think that they can afford and they're not really pushing the boundaries of what would actually catapult their business faster as far as a great team. You have to understand and know marketing, and you have to know that really well. And there's no like one trick to marketing. Marketing is always – it's always about testing. And it's not about the slimy behind the scenes, how can I trick a person to get them into my funnel and move them through and buy. Like that is so – that there's so much nonsense in all of that. People sniff it out and they're like, I'm being sold to. Like nobody really cares about my situation or what I'm going through. So, you know, that's just one part. Then you've got sales. Then you've got HR. You know, then you've got advertising. Then you have customer relations. Then you have fulfillment. All of these moving parts that are in a business, these things have to be watched. They have to be managed. They have to be worked. And they have to do it in a way where you're consistently growing, moving, and adapting to what the marketplace and what your business requires to move forward. So when I see somebody come to me and they say, hey, David, what is like one thing? Tell me one thing that I can do in order to get my business to go where I want it to go or to produce what I want it to produce. And it isn't one thing. It's everything. You have to be doing everything. And you have to have people that have the ability to do everything. Now, not any one person does everything, but a team does everything. They get everything done in the company. And the sad fact is that most people aren't willing to do that. They want to know the trick. And then there's people, I think what makes this even worse is that, number one, they have this idea that there's a trick, that there's some kind of trick that is actually going to make them successful. And then you have people that are playing on that belief. So you have other business people that play on that belief. They see that the person doesn't really know what it takes to run a business, and they probably don't know either. And then they play off of it with presenting you with the idea that if you buy their trick, that you're going to win. And this is where it gets really crazy, because a person goes out there, they get what we call bright, shiny object syndrome. They think that by buying this person's trick, it is going to lead them to success faster. They have no idea that it won't. So they purchase something and they begin to implement it. And sometimes they get some results. Sometimes they don't get any results. A lot of times they just get crazy confused and they fall back into the frustration again, because they've not done anything to change the story about the idea that you got to work hard and you have to be extremely diligent and adaptable to whatever it is that's going on in your business to make the changes. So that when in this frustration, what they end up seeing is another bright, shiny object that comes down the line, because they start thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why is this not working? I need something easier. And then all the time, what then happens is that something comes across their email, or they're surfing the internet, or they see something, or they're at a conference and somebody's presenting something easier, that where they're like, you know, have you tried all of these things before, these 102 different strategies for marketing or sales or growing your business? And you're all frustrated because they haven't worked. Does this sound like you? Does this look like you? And everybody's like nodding their head, yes, that's exactly what I'm going through. Well, guess what? I have this gadget, and then if you buy this gadget, it's going to eliminate all those problems. No more need for the frustration. You won't have to be rejected by thousands of people to make sales. You'll be able to just do this one thing, and then boom, you're going to start getting the results that you want. And it's all bullshit. I mean, it is absolutely complete bullshit. So I have seen people. So I've been in this business for 20 years. I can't tell you, I have no idea how many seminars, conferences, speaking engagements I've both done and attended. So when you're doing that for a long period of time, and that's part of your business, you see people, and you see people that have been around for a long time. And there are so many people that I see that the ones that don't quit anyway, that are still, they're still buying the hype of the one thing that they could buy or the one thing that they could do. And they're making no progress. You'll see them 5 years later at some conference, and you'll be like, hey, how you doing? How's it going? You were working on this thing 5 years ago. And they've either changed their business, you know, 10 times since then, or they're looking for the new gadget. They look worn and haggard. They're not having any fun, and nothing is growing or changing. So I think that one of the things that needs to be addressed is that you're asking yourself, where is this story coming from? Like, why have you bought into this story that you can change your energy and you're going to change your business? You can, set intentions and your whole business is going to change. These broad generalizations that people present out there about the things that you can do and everything will be changed is a real bastardization of the truth. It is just it's flat out lying. And then you see people, they get so scared, and they get in a place where they need to make money. Like, they're not able to pay their bills, or they're always behind on their bills, or they're afraid they're going to go bankrupt, or their spouse is putting a ton of pressure on them. And then they start doing things that are unethical themselves, and they justify it. Like, I can't tell you how many people I have watched go to somebody else's event, and at that event, they're not really there to learn anything. They'll tell you that they are, but they're really not. They're there with the intention to sell people at somebody else's event, period. That's what they're there to do. And it's even when you go to an event and they tell you right from the stage, they'll say, this is a non-sales event. This is only for education purposes, period. We don't want to turn this into everybody's trying to sell each other, because then the people that came to learn, they're not actually learning anything. And they'll undercut the price of the person that's putting the event on and whatever it is that they're offering. Some I've seen it go as far as people creating stories or gossiping about other people in order to get them to not focus on the presenters or the person that they came to see this so that they can sell. And they do this in a way where, again, it's completely justified in their mind. So their whole scenario then begins to go about, I need the sale, I need the sale, I need the sale. And they're not actually giving any value whatsoever. So then the next piece where this starts to get goes even deeper. And for those of you that are in business and you get a lot of refunds, you have a problem with refunds or people that don't pay, you've got to really ask yourself a really hard question. You either have a faulty product or a service, or you're selling people that you shouldn't be selling. Like, you're not evaluating the situation correctly in order to really provide service. You're just making a sale because you can. You figured out how to manipulate. You figured out how to get somebody to buy something, and they neither have the ability or their preparedness to be able to actually pull it off. But you think from an egotistical perspective that, oh, I can help this person, right? Because you're a good coach or you're a good consultant, or you're a good speaker, or you're a good author, or you've done the thing that they want to do 100 times. That may be somewhat true, but if you're coming from the place where you can help everybody, if that's what you actually think, you're not really that good of a coach. You're not really that good of a business person, because there is no one person that can help everybody. And that might be hard for some of you to hear, but I'm saying that in a way because I really want to help you understand that if you don't get out of this mindset, you know, a lot of you have like really great ideas and you have the bones of something in an idea for a product or a service that could actually be really great, but you're like hanging out in this dark area of you know what it is that you think you need and justifying what you're doing, and you're really not staying in a place that is standing for something, that's standing for something ethical, that's standing for something with the idea of, you know, I want to leave a legacy where I actually made a real difference. And instead, you're just going into what is the next trick that's going to work. You drop your ethics, you drop your standards, you justify doing things that you know in your heart aren't right, aren't cool. And this isn't just for like the coaching industry. I mean, you see this in basically any industry where the pressure of quota is put on people in order to sell. And it's like, listen, what the person really needs to be doing is really putting out there in a really great way the fantastic product that they have, letting a person see that, understand it, so that they're coming from a place of really wanting what it is that you have to offer, but you're also really coming from a place of like, can this person really benefit from it, right? Because if you're getting people that have bright, shiny object syndrome that are living on a hope, a dream, and a prayer, and they want to buy something for you, but they're totally coming from the place that they're not going to use it, they're not going to do the work, you know, then what are we really doing? We're not really helping anybody. We're just, you know, can everybody succeed? Yeah, everybody can succeed, but not everybody is going to become a multimillionaire. Not everybody is going to succeed at being an entrepreneur. We, you know, it gets waved around like absolutely anybody can do it. But the truth is that it's only the people that truly have a desire. And then there's this one commonality that is really important. The commonality, and by the way, I'm saying this because I'm not just measuring success with money, but how happy are you? Like, don't you want to be happy doing what you're doing every day? It's the people that love the process of building the business, not that are trying to get the car, not are trying to get the house. Like, all those things are well enough, you know, as they are, but the end goal is not just to do that. Like, okay, so now you have a car. You probably didn't pay cash for it, so you're making payments. So now you have that you have to do every month. And you still are right back at square one where you've got to make the sales, but now you have to make more sales. And if you're not really good at what it is that you're doing, you're putting pressure on yourself that is going to cause one of two things to happen. Either you're going to be like, look, this is crazy. I need to take myself to a higher level here. Or you're going to start getting down into the slime and trying to figure out who can I sell? You know, if they're breathing, can I do that? And, you know, here's the other thing that I think is really deplorable. There's a lot of people out there that are telling people and teaching people that this is okay, like that this is the right thing to do. And they come from, they approach this from a place of like, I'm going to stand in my power and say what I'm worth. And I am going to say what you're worth. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And the thing is that when you're dealing with an insecure person, they're going to buy into that bullshit. You don't know what anybody's worth. You don't know what anybody's potential is. I mean, how arrogant is it to come from a place of actually even trying to pretend, you know, that you do that? Like, are you tripping on the idea that you've got some kind of God complex or something? That's not... You know, if you're coming from that place, you're buying into your own bullshit. Does everybody have potential? Absolutely, right? But here's the deal. When a person is ready to step into that, they're ready to step into it. And you don't know what's best for someone else. The whole idea of helping another person is leading them to the place that they want to go, not what you think is best for them. And if that's not a match, if that's not actually a really good fit in conversation or in an agreement to do business, you've got no business selling those individuals, right? Don't talk somebody into something that they're really not sure that they want, or they've got a million other problems that they need to clean up in their life first before they go out there and start a business. You know, I see people that are coming from a place of like their marriage is on the rocks because they're not making enough money. They're having trouble sending their kids to school. They don't know if they can pay their bills. They can have all kinds of craziness that's going on in their personal life. And somebody's trying to say, hey, listen, the answer is that you start a business and that you can make a lot of money really quick and that'll change all of that. That's probably the fastest way to destroy that person's life. Like, a business is not something that should ever be taken lightly when somebody thinks about starting it. Or for those of you out there that are coaches, working with somebody from the perspective of that any time is the time to do that and that it's actually the answer. You know, when a person's going through a lot of stress, they may look at a lot of different things because what they really want is they want the stress to go away. They want the pressure to stop. They want the problem to stop. So they're vulnerable at that place where they're actually looking at, you know, various different things that might change the situation. But usually what they're not looking at is what's actually causing the problem. So they start looking for an easier, quick fix. And there's a lot of people out there that play on that. Like, they use that vulnerability in order to try to profit from it. Don't be like that. Like, don't be that person. You know, if you've got one foot in business that is in the slime, look at it like this. If you've got 99% in the, like, I'm completely ethical, doing everything to the best of my ability to hold that standard, but like 1% is in the shit, it's all in the shit. It's all in the shit, right? Like, that shit's going to come back to you. It's going to create like major issues for you. So And then you won't, you know, you won't look at it like the, hey, the reason that I'm having this problem is because like 1% of me is in the crap zone. You're going to be looking at it from the perspective of what are the other things that are not working and how do we fix that? So you got to really go inside and ask yourself, like, where am I playing? Like, what am I doing? What are my values? And I think that that should be very clear in your mind. You need to know who you are and what you stand for, and never let yourself drop below that ethical standard for yourself. You should always be looking to go above and beyond. Every business is in the experience business. A business helps a person have an experience in life. And that's whether you're doing business with them or not. Either way, that interaction with you is an experience. What kind of experience do you actually want people to have? That's where you need to be thinking from the standard, right? It should, you know, and you could get into the psychology of like, I don't care what people think and all of that. That is all correct. But if you're using it in this scenario, you're using it in the wrong way, right? So I see a lot of that also where people take really great ideas that help liberate individuals, but they use it in the wrong way that allows them to justify their unethical behavior. So you want to get out there into the light and start doing things from a better perspective. And if you're like, what is it going to cost me to do that? That is the wrong question. If you're coming from, but I need sales today, that is the wrong statement to be making. You got to be like, how do I do this now and stay in that place where I'm really putting what that customer wants first. And I'm really thinking about that. And I'm not going to change that just to make a buck. And I'm not going to change that just to make it easier, right? So that, because otherwise you're projecting your situation onto other people. That's just the truth. That's what you're doing. And it's not a good thing. So building a great business is not about one thing that's going to set you free. It never has been. It never will be. It is not about the new marketing technique, the new sales technique, the new anything technique. It is really about building a beautiful machine that actually works, and then you got to enjoy the process of keeping that thing up and growing. And never, like, I would rather go out of business than do something that is unethical to another person. I truly mean that. Like, you're the one that's got to go. It's your soul, right? It's your soul. So you got to decide what's best for you. But I'm telling you, business can both be fun. It could be adventurous. It could be exciting. It could be life-changing for you and for other people. But it's only going to be that if you hold that standard to a higher level and realize that it's not one thing. Stop looking for the easy solution. Stop buying into the idea that you do this without working hard. And work hard at what you love, right? And hire people to do the rest. So I really hope this helped. I'm sending this out there with love for all of you because I see so many people struggling with this idea, but you got to drop that idea because it's just utter nonsense. And know that it's utter nonsense every single time you see it, right? Go for the value in both your life and others. Peace. Listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.